This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, January 24th. Well, cattle markets last week kind of differing a bit. Live cattle for the week were basically just unchanged. They had a bit of a surge early in the week, then they backed off, so really didn't get much going in either direction for the lives. But the feeders starting to slip a little bit and break out of a trading range they've been in for about a week and a half to 2 weeks. And they were down about $2.50 for the week on the front month. And part of the pressure in feeders was the corn market pushing into new highs before it kind of backed off later in the week as well. But feed grain prices just soaring around the world, and you've got a significant weather problem developing in South America where corn and soybean production is being affected huge. So we're seeing a big drop in feed grain production, and the corn market is pushing higher, and that's affecting the feeder cattle. In the cash trade last week, we were pretty much just unchanged for the week. Fed trade at around 137, that was unchanged from the previous week, and the dress trade at 218 was also unchanged. Box beef values turning mixed on Friday, so that's the first day for the choice that we've seen a negative number since the beginning of the year. We're down 57 cents at 292. Select still managed to eke out a higher trade, up 15 at 282. So we're still seeing the select at least having been up every single day of this year so far. The spread between choice and select was sitting at 1008. That was down 72 from Thursday. We had 72 loads moved. Slaughter rate as of Friday, we were at 575,000 head. That is up about 8,000 from the previous week, and it's still down about 18,000 from the previous year. So we've seen a little bit of an improvement, but the biggest issue, what's going on here, is we see box beef continuing to push higher, where your fed cattle trade, it sees nothing from that, and that's a classic case of what we see in the last couple of years with packers seeing huge profits or improving profits and none of that filtering back to the producer. And that's a result of labor issues in the packing plants primarily. And this is, I think you can point directly at COVID for that. They just are struggling to run the plants at full capacity. They just don't have the personnel to do it. And that's slowing down your slaughter rates. It's pushing box beef values higher. We're already at record high retail prices, and the concern is the consumer is going to push back. So far, we haven't seen a lot of that. We've seen some, but you know, box beef prices continue to push higher. Obviously, its supplies are tight enough that packers can continue just to push those values higher. We'll see how long this can continue or if there's going to be any breakthrough, but as far as getting the plants up and running, but COVID is still around. There does seem to be some evidence that cases are peaking, but it's they're still big numbers and it's still affecting everything in the entire world. So, you know, we kind of know how this is impacted, but it's just not going away yet. The feeder cattle index was down 10 cents. We're sitting at 161.10. Now, we had the cattle on feed report out on Friday. Total on feed numbers as of January 1 was up 1% at 12.0 million head. That's the second highest number for January 1 since records began in 1996. And it was also 1% above what the average estimate was. Steers made up 61% of that total, which is down 1% from last year, and heifers made up 39% of the total. That's up 2% over last year. So that just underscores what we kind of already know, that there's been a great deal of herd liquidation. Replacement heifers are headed to the feedlots, and there's just no sign yet of herd expansion. And frankly, I don't think there will be until you get some rain in the southern plains, or at least have some good grazing conditions and a hay crop in the northern plains. Either one of those have yet to materialize, so it's going to be a ways off before we're actually starting to retain heifers. December placements were at 6% above a year ago. The trade was looking for 2.5% above a year ago, so that was a bit high. total number there, what, 1.96 million head, that was a record placement for the month of December. And most of those calves were under 600 pounds, it's worth noting. December marketings were unchanged from last year. The trade is looking for up almost 1%. And the total head there was 1.86 million head. Also there, too, the second highest on record since records began in 1996 for the month of December as far as marketings go. So what we're seeing here, you know, again, you know, the heifers are carrying a higher percentage than normal in the feedlots. And like I said, that's just a reflection of herd liquidation and obviously not herd expansion where you'd be keeping heifers out of the feedlots. We also had a January slaughter report last week. December slaughter at 2.824 million head was up 1% over last year. Average weights at 698 pounds, dressed weights, of course, that was up 6 pounds over last year. Total commercial beef production was a record 2.36 million pounds, up 1% over last year. And the average beef price also a record, up 22% over last year. So it's pretty breathtaking when you look at the price. And consumers are still paying it, you know, or institutions, and commercial demand is big enough that they'll continue to pay it. It's pretty remarkable how you can continue to push these prices higher. But supplies are tight. And really, it's unless you get another round of herd liquidation, which is certainly on the table from the Southern Plains, you're going to continue to see supplies stay tight for beef. And again, you have not started your herd rebuilding yet, which just pulls more beef out of the pipeline. So it really, I think over these next couple months, as it warms up, grass starts growing again, it's going to need some rain, that you really get a feel for where our direction is. If the drought stays intact across the Southern Plains and in Texas primarily, which houses 25% of the U.S. beef herd, which is huge, if you have to start liquidating that herd, that has a major impact on the market, obviously. Look what the Northern Plains did to the market last year. Just think what the Southern Plains would do to your market. So in the short term, it would be a pretty bearish development for the cattle space, both lives and feeders. Longer term, it just further enhances the bullish outlook, but you still have to get through the short term to get to the long term. So it really depends on Mother Nature. And things are very dry in the Southern Plains. We're in a drought situation. La Nina is still well intact, which is pretty much why we're in this drought situation in the Southern Plains. The weather guys are saying La Nina will be around until May. Well, that's a little late to, you know, for the Southern Plains pasture, winter wheat, cattle. So we're just going to have to wait and see how things evolve. But I think the stage is certainly set for another round of liquidation, which would have a pretty bearish impact on this market, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.